Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County firefighters contain apartment fire, one injured. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Fire crews were called to a residential structure fire at 1301 Eagle's Nest Circle on Sunday morning at 9:14 a.m. Upon arrival, firefighters found an 8-unit apartment building with flames fully engulfing an upstairs end unit identified as Unit B. According to a press release from the Campbell County Fire Department, crews from stations 1 and 3, along with off-duty and part-time personnel, managed to contain the fire to the upstairs unit, preventing it from spreading to other apartments. However, significant water damage affected the unit directly below. Most residents escaped unharmed, but one man suffered severe burns and smoke inhalation. He was transported to the Campbell County Memorial Hospital for treatment. It is currently unclear if Unit B had working smoke alarms. Investigators believe the fire started in the living room of Unit B, but the cause remains under investigation. The Campbell County Fire Department extended its thanks to the Gillette Police Department, EMS, dispatch centers, and City of Gillette Utilities, as well as the Red Cross for their support. The Red Cross is assisting displaced residents with immediate needs. Two teens arrested for aggravated assault after gun incident. Two teens are facing felony charges after allegedly pointing guns at another teen early Sunday morning. Deputy Police Chief Brent Wasson says officers responded to a call from an 18-year-old man who reported being followed and threatened near Overlook Park. The victim said a group of teens chased him in the car, blocking his escape while two of them pointed guns at him for about 20 minutes before he called police. Officers located the suspect's vehicle near South Burma Avenue and 2nd Street and found four handguns during their search. Two teens identified as Nathan Posse and Hunter Valcanesi were arrested for aggravated assault, a felony. The driver, a 19-year-old man, was cited for reckless endangerment. Police continue to investigate the incident. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.